And I'm going to jump right in with Craig Bolanos from Wealth Management Group. And Craig, when I saw the number of Chinese population dropping for the first time in decades, I knew I had to get you on the line. Thanks for coming on and giving us your perspective on this.
No problem. I think it's newsworthy. I mean, back in 2007, when in the United States we finally went below the replacement rate, it was newsworthy. So when the same thing happens in China for the first time in six decades, I think it deserves to be on the press wire.
When you say that the U.S. went below the replacement rate, does that mean we're losing population in the U.S., or is that not quite a lineup of exactly what we're saying here?
Well, there's a lot going on here. Let's just talk about China, and then I'll bring it all together, right? So what we learned this week was, for the first time in 60 years, the population in China went down, meaning they had less births than they did deaths. By how many people? The number is 850,000. And the reason that's significant is when you have a country that ends up having fewer births than what I call deaths, you end up with this aging population. And what makes news now is everybody is starting to wonder if the era of rapid growth, aka double-digit growth, super cheap labor, an ultra-young workforce, maybe that period has ended in China. And as a result, this massive economic boom that's been felt around the globe from China, the glory days are now in the rearview mirror.
Okay, because I feel like a lot of people say, well, this is good. They're our big competitor. They're not going to have as many people. This is great for the United States. But boy, oh boy, that's a lot of consumers. You don't want to lose them, right?
Well, you don't want to lose the consumers. You know, it has implications for so many things. You know, I mean, the reality is, too, you want large competitors to do well, just not as well as you, right? I mean, people like to stay number one, but no one would want to see one of the largest countries on the planet end up in a disposition decades from now where they have a very, very old workforce, a very aging population, because economically, how does a country manage to do that? Sometimes conflicts happen when countries have no other choices.
Interesting. Now, I know China has a lot to blame for themselves. Their one-child policy for so many years and a two-child policy, now up to three. But this makes a big difference. What lessons can the U.S. learn? Because we certainly do not want to see our population drop. We need a nice young workforce to help pay for the folks that are retiring and have well-earned their Social Security, and you want a booming economy. What lessons can we learn?
Well, I feel like you're right. We're now talking about Social Security. We're talking about Medicare. We're talking about the distribution of capital. And what a change. As you said, in 1980, we went to a one-child policy. In 2015, we moved it to two. In 2021, China moved it to three. So clearly, they knew it was going the wrong way. And I think the takeaway for the U.S. is, you know, all is not lost. Sure, we don't have a replacement rate of 2.1. That's one child for the mother, another child for the mother's partner, and that 0.1, it's tough, but that's because sometimes children and babies pass away.
Right.
We're at 1.64. But what the United States has done, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, I'll let those in Washington make the decision. While the United States has been below the replacement rate since 2007, the United States has had an awful lot of immigration, and that immigration coming into the United States has acted as a labor force to counteract some of what I call the natural demographics in the Nifty 50.
Well, you brought me right to where I was going, and business leaders will tell you, and look, the immigration debate has raged on in Washington and will for a while. We're talking about legal immigration. I don't think you'll find a single business person out there or economist that doesn't feel like increased legal immigration in this country is essential to keeping this workforce going strong.
Yeah, no, I think everybody wants that. Everyone wants a strong immigration policy. People want border protections. People ultimately just want fair competition. But I think ultimately this story, the story we're seeing about a lower population, meaning, I'm sorry, a lower birth rate, you know what? It happens when you have big booming middle classes. It happens when you have a change in psychology. And now that there's this big movement of a big expansionary middle class, people, to be quite frank, potential mothers are more focused on their career and their pay as opposed to the homestead. So it's almost natural and predictable. The same thing happened in the U.S. We're now seeing it take place in China. But you know who's celebrating? India celebrating, because if we look at the forward projections, India still has a very positive replacement rate, and that puts them in a driver's seat, maybe the pole position for the future.
All right. That's a lot to take in, but Craig Bolanos, you make it so simple for us. CEO and founding partner of Wealth Management Group. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, John.